Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, and we have our moderator, Tiffany. So, yay!
Hello! I'm all here. We're all here.
We are all here. Yes.
Yeah. We're being told this recording now. That's great. Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of day it is. It's just, yeah. All good. All good. So how have you all been? We're so excited to be here. We're so excited you're here.
We are. Yeah. We were pacing, waiting for the hour to come up so that we could be live with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So come on in. Tell us where you're from. Light up your light, which lights up the grid.
I'm going to do something that I don't normally do.
What's that?
Ask you guys who are listening, can you share this video on your, just share it. Share it on your social media somewhere. Let's just see. Let's just see how much we can throw this out and build this up. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
One, will you, it's like one of those posts. Will you be the one to share it? Will you? Anyways.
Please like and share this video.
Yeah, I think that would, I don't know why that popped in, but it just did.
I think that's the first time I've ever said that. You know, they're always saying, do that on YouTube. Be sure to say like and share. I've never done that.
Would you guys, well, if you're on our YouTube, please like it and definitely share it. Share it on Facebook, share it on YouTube, share it. Let's just see how big we can make this particular episode. It's a challenge. Challenge. Okay. So now we got to say some really important things on this one.
Because yeah, we do. Yeah. You put us on the spot. Yeah.
Love it. All right.
What really important things do you have?
Well,
you have
the
your
most important thing is for Julia to tell everybody what she loves to have you do.
Well, I already did my part.
Oh, did you already tell them to?
Light up their light.
Oh, light up your light. Okay.
Yeah. And by telling us where you're from, I just said, come on in and shine your light. But you know what that means. Anyway, it means tell us where you're from so that you're shining your part of the grid.
Got the new audience coming in now.
We do. Yes. And it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. We are all in the simultaneous now. So whenever you're listening to this, tell us where you're from because you're lighting up the grid.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. The healthy competition between Julia and I, and you guys, she's kicking my butt. She really is. So you guys got to help me out. Get on
Thank
YouTube.
Thank you. So much.
And get on mine. Anyways. So everybody get in there and do the, thank you, Donna. Monica and I were on Holly's little podcast last night, and she was, we were talking about channeling. Donna was there. So anyway, I quit looking over there because I know Tiffany's here today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So, yes, you're stepping on toes.
Yes, don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to do that. I can't do it without Tiffany.
No, we can't anymore.
Which brings me to what I want to say.
Yeah.
If you guys would like to ask a question, please put in capital letters, Tiffany, on your questions, maybe emojis and the hearts and symbols. Mm-hmm. And that way she knows you're asking a question. It makes it easier for her to find your question. But it's really important if you're listening on Facebook, please open the video up to its full form and comment there, because when you're commenting in the feed, when it's coming down your feed, it's not reaching us. So we need you to open up the video and comment there, and then it gets to us. Okay? All right. And those of you who are watching from my YouTube, extra bonus points. I don't know what that means, but
I'll double where she does. So whatever point she's giving, I'll give double. No,
you can't do that.
No, it's all wonderful. I like that somebody did both of us on two different devices. I love that.
That's you know.
It'll then we have it in stereo and okay.
So I didn't listen to the energy of this week. But
I saw something that there was a full moon in Capricorn. I meant to listen to that today. Is that, I mean, we can only guess what, you know, full moon in Capricorn. Capricorn is about getting down to stuff.
things done. Capricorns get a little serious.
Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah, I know that we've been in some energy that has been in a positive thing, like you might feel something dropping away, but that's only because something's been waiting to come in. And so I don't think your time in that woe is me that dropped away is going to be very long, because something else is eager to get there and take its place. So if you're going through some changes, don't worry, they're going to be pretty good. And the
Yeah. I'm gonna say go ahead and embrace the changes. I know change, we as a rule, I don't think any of us really love change. We like to be comfortable. We like to be, some people, yeah, they look forward to that, but I think if they really, really got down to it, it's like, yeah, we like things to happen, but we like our normality too. Just I like to know what's coming. And so that way we might get a little tense when something, if we hear, oh, things are changing, things are happening, and it's like, oh gosh, I don't know what that means. What am I going to do? And can get nervous. So if you can just, if you know, okay, we're saying things, you know, they probably will be changing. Things are dropping out, so new things can come in. So just relax with that and allow it. And just know if anything starts happening, it's like, oh yeah, this is the change they were talking about.
yeah, that's perfect. Go with the flow. Keep flowing.
Which is the best thing for always. You know, let's just say that for everything. Because it's just nice we hear these things, you know, okay, oh, this is what's coming. But really, it just anything that happens, you know, okay, it's maneuvering with it, you know, be the calm. I've been saying this a lot lately. Be that eye in the middle of the storm of your storm. Yeah.
I like that. And yeah, it's such good advice. And it is, it's like this common, if we can all just keep our minds in that direction and keep going, we're going to be okay. One of the things, the messages that came through in the show yesterday with Holly was that we got to remember that we're the one that designed it. So you got to trust yourself, right? Your higher self knew what it was doing, whatever changes you're going through. It was orchestrated by that part of you. And so you can get excited about it, right? Because that part of you is not going to hurt you. It wants you to grow and expand and learn. And so whatever's happening, it's a good thing.
It is. That's just let go and allow it to happen.
Yeah.
When you have issues, this is where the going with the flow. When you have issues is when you're resisting and trying to hold on, and it's really trying to shift. It wants to shift. That's the best thing for you is to shift. And you're like, no. And then that's when you go kicking and screaming, and you're the one making it chaotic. It's a natural move. This is just coming in. So it's like I get all these visuals. I'm like, something, oh no, I don't want to let go. And it's gonna go anyway, and it's dragging you. And that will might not be a pleasant experience. So just let
But
it, yeah.
it'll get there one way or another, right? It's gonna be
Exactly.
there. So, yeah. All right. Are we ready for Tiffany and the
think,
lighting up of the world?
yeah, I think we are.
Tiffany, most precious.
Hello. Hello, beautiful ladies. I first of all want to say I love your tops. I
I know. We both did it. Something florally and.
like I don't even think that you guys do not talk before and coordinate. So I like how you just in yeah.
And I didn't have this on before, and I thought I need something a little dressier. And
There.
it went
Well, you both look lovely. Happy Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
All right, so let's get down. We have Florida, North Carolina, Michigan, Canada, another Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, Washington, Texas.
Texas in the house.
have Australia. Let's see. Georgia, Colorado, Illinois, another Colorado, or not Colorado, Canada, Oregon, Boston. Let's see. England,
Nice.
South Australia,
Ooh.
Trinidad, Georgia,
Hey, Trinidad. That's
Tennessee.
Trinidad.
I don't know. Geography
I
is
know I've not been
terrible
there.
for me.
I've not been there. If I've been
Oh.
there, then I know how to relate to it, but I have not been there. So,
Sweden. We have Sweden.
what?
Okay. Sweden.
Sweden. Sweden. I'm saying Sweden. Illinois, Arizona, another Colorado, Michigan, New Zealand, Pennsylvania, Connecticut,
Nice.
Hawaii, Aloha.
Yeah, gotta
Hey,
get over
okay,
there.
nice for you today.
Yes, that's who it's
We're tapped into you, Hawaii. Nice. Okay. Yes.
Well, hold on. New Mexico, Arkansas, Utah,
Got
Ohio.
Arkansas then. Okay. We're all
Oh,
good then. Yeah.
Austria. We have an Austria,
Ooh.
Maryland.
You guys are amazing. I want you to do a visual. See all those places that were being called out. Those are lights shining. And see, and that's all over the world. All over the world. So you guys have completely encompassed. You've gone around the world for sure.
Yeah, big time.
So
That's
cool.
always so fun. Feel
Yeah.
that energy. And as more and more of you are coming in and sharing the video, share the video today. We just want to see how big we can get,
Yeah.
how around the world we can go. Share it. All right. That's my challenge.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this, if you guys have questions, again, put Tiffany in capital letters, ask the questions. And Julia and I will put our minds to it and see what happens.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anything interesting happening around you?
Well, there's a lot of things happening, but I think it's part of what we were talking about as far as, and I'm, you know, like it may feel chaotic. It may be doing some of those things. And it's just a matter of understanding it. Like I said, let's just allow it rather than try to get into it. So I was talking to myself as much as anybody, you know, whenever I was saying that earlier, because we're all going through it to some degree. And it's like, how do we want to work with it? And so I'm just taking my own words, you know, I mean, they were coming in, so it's like, okay, how do I do that? Just, you know, I think a lot of it is being that center, just stay calm, just watch it, be an observer for a lot of it, and don't get too emotionally attached to any certain thing, and just see where it goes, just allow it to move in and show you what it's got to show you. And
Yeah. Very nice. Usually I have some
was
sort
nice
of.
and vague, wasn't it? But you get the idea. Anybody can fill in, put your own situation in there. And yeah.
Yeah. I usually have something going on around here, but not much this last week has just been working. I got to play with Monica. Goes so Monica Dunn's a level three practitioner, and she lives about a little over an hour from where I am. And so I got to go see her, and she does beautiful sound healing. For those of you who were in Sedona with us, she was on stage and gave us some of that beautiful sound. And so she did a little session on me. So I was blissed out for a while. I don't know if I came
There we go.
back.
That's
So,
why the flowers at the last minute.
yeah. Oh, I need flowers. I need something florally and colorful.
Yes.
So that was fun. That was
Yeah.
my week. So,
Cool.
yeah. All right. Do we have any questions yet before I start divulging personal things that shouldn't be on air?
Everybody's going to withhold their questions now.
What do you want to tell us, Tracy? Well, no, I just want to go back to, I feel like the ebb and flow of, like you said, just going with the flow of everything. is going to be a big thing because I have to remind myself that of daily. Just go with the flow.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
good. I
I
mean, it's
agree.
good that you feel like you got to say it to yourself daily. What's happening, Tiffany?
What's not happening? That's the question, right? Yeah. Ebb and flow. Go with the flow. When you're in stress, go with the flow. That's what I gotta tell myself.
Yeah, and well, and there it goes back again to the changes. So it's probably, I'm assuming, there's probably a lot of changes happening. That elicits stress when there's a lot of things like that. It looks like chaos. And when it really isn't, like you said, we designed it. So it really isn't. It's just a shifting of the scene. Ooh, that was cool. The shifting of the scene.
I did have an experience where I got to choose a timeline, the path of least resistance kind of thing. Trying to organize basically a workshop, but it was for me, it just felt like there just wasn't enough time to get this all together, and it just didn't feel good. And yet, it did with Laura. She was feeling like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, I don't know, there's resistance there. So I sat with that and I said, what is the highest route for me? Because she could do it. She's going to do it by herself. But I was like, what is the highest route for me? And the answer I got back was just pick a timeline. Just make a choice and you'll pick a timeline. And so then my next question was, what's my path of least resistance? So I ended up saying, I don't want my energy to interfere with what you're creating here. So I think I'm going to pull it back and let you do this. And that shifted the energy. Well, then shortly after that, I got a message from my parents that there's a big family gathering that weekend. And I'm like, oh, okay, that must have been where I felt that resistance. But it was information I didn't have yet. And it was interesting that it was kind of like, what are you going to do? Are you going to follow that feeling of resistance and do it? Because, I also really would like to participate in that, but it was like, why do I feel the resistance? So I listened to that, went with the flow of that, maybe you could say, and went with the path of least resistance, which was to not attend that and let just be there for the next one. And anyways, that I wanted to share as we're talking about path of or the going with the flow. That was something that did happen this last week or so, and it was interesting to go through that process and have the communication be just pick a timeline. You're going to have an experience with either one. Doesn't matter which one you pick, just pick
Which
one.
one do you want?
And so then I had to listen. I was like, well, why am I hemming and hawing? I need to pay attention to that. And so I'm going to go this route. And then so now I'll get to be at the big family thing, and which is good. So anyway, that's my share. I didn't get personal, but
Yeah, but that's great. And there's something I was watching a video earlier this week, and they were talking about there was a comment made that, we're all getting more and more intuitive. And granted, yes, absolutely. And that's all the things that are happening, like some of the solar flares and things like that. We've talked about that, how it's bringing in these different energies to raise our frequencies. And that is causing us to be more and more intuitive. And that's what we want. And what you were saying there is a similar thing. It's like we're going to be asked to, it's like our mind will be saying, I need to do this, but our intuition or our heart will be saying, but I feel pulled here. And they're like, and that's going to be your thing. It's like always, as we get more intuitive, it'll be follow what the heart is saying, follow the intuition. That is where you want to go. That's what you want to do. If you don't, it's okay. You'll still have another experience. It just, it'll be a different one.
And that's the thing is you can't get it wrong. You're going to have an experience either way. So, yeah, perfect.
So acknowledge, pay attention to that intuition. Allow yourself to have it. I think some we don't want to allow or to trust, like I think you said that earlier, we've got to trust ourselves. So you'll start small and start, those are to help you trust yourself. And then as you keep doing that and you allow more in, you get where you trust more, you trust more, you trust more. then you just do it without a doubt. And then it's just kind of, why didn't I get here sooner? Why did it take me so long?
That was interesting because it was something I really wanted to do, and I didn't have the other information yet. So here I am going, but I really want to do that. But I really feel the resistance to it. Like, what? Why isn't this flowing? Like, oh yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, I think that that was kind of a cool part of it too, is that will you listen to that intuition when it's something you really want to do, but the intuition is saying, hold back a little,
Right.
you know? So, anyways, either way, I would have had an experience.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I think we have one.
Interesting, because I know we've talked a lot about like, oh, I wake up at night and then a song is playing in my head, right? And lately for myself, it's a song, it's called Head and Heart. And it talks about my heart feels something, but my head is telling me something else. It's,
And what
yeah.
does the song say to do? Which one do you follow?
The song doesn't say, it just says that my heart's telling me, it's just very musical. Afterward, it's offline, I'll tell you what it says, but it's
Okay.
not clear.
Well, but that may be, but the good thing in there is it's getting people, if you're not aware that you have the two parts and they sometimes are in conflict, it's letting you be aware of that. Yeah, because some people think I have to follow the head, nose, heart, it, I got to do what's right there. And it's like the heart is, that's your, heart and your gut, your intuition, all that. That's connected to this higher part. The head has some input. It can give you statistics. It can give you, well, this makes sense or this, da, da, da. But you're still, your heart's got its longing. It's like, this is what I'm going to do. If you don't do that, you will regret it. You have a regret. You do. It's like, what would have happened? I never went that way. The thing, the head stuff. I don't know if we ever regret when we don't do those.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
Well, now we're going to pay attention to that.
know.
But yeah, you're right. The heart, you would. Like, oh, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have tried that. I wish I would have called that person. I wish I would have. Yeah. All right. Are we ready to ding dong for a
Think so?
question?
Yeah, do we have any questions?
Stephanie,
Oh,
you.
you want actual questions that are not for me?
Oh, not
Oh,
for me.
okay. I
Actually,
love
what
your questions too.
I
want is for her to sing the head heart song.
well, it's in my head, but I don't think I can translate it well. Sorry. All
Okay.
right.
I'm imagining you're
So
singing it. It's okay.
well, we're gonna dive straight into QHHT.
Okay.
How does QHHT differ from a medicine journey?
A medicine journey.
But you don't have to take medicine.
Right, I was gonna say, do you know what a medicine journey is?
Like ayahuasca or something of that nature.
Oh, yeah, it's different. Ultimately, you may get to the same place, but QHHT, you don't have all the side effects that you would have with these medicines. I mean, they're about purging and doing all these things, and you might have some violent physical issues, and that doesn't tend to happen with QHHT. It's very beautiful accessing your higher self and getting your answers, and you get this perspective on these lives and all this information. So you're getting similar information. I mean, sometimes you have to go through some ugly stuff I've heard with the with like some of those medicines, because you're maybe looking at your fears, you're dealing with them like that. You can do that in QHHT, but it will do it in a very loving way, so that it's all just revealed. It's like what you need to do with it. Everything's put into perspective. So if that's something you needed to do, it would be done in a different way than what you would do. I'm not that you both ultimately get to probably the same area of information. It's just one's a lot easier on the body. That's
Yes.
QHHT.
Yeah, it's a little gentler.
It's a lot gentler. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard it. I mean, depending on the people, but yeah, I've heard a lot of horror stories about the side effects of some of that. Psilocybin might be different than like ayahuasca or something like that, but they're still mind altering chemical type things compared to just going
Yeah.
into a state of consciousness and connecting with your higher self. So
Yeah, and see, that's the thing about QHHT is you go into that level of consciousness, you're contacting your higher self, you're connected with your higher self. Your higher self is always there, but you're connecting with it in a way that shows you how to do it than when you're in an awake conscious state. Okay? And that is huge and vital because then you know how to make that connection anytime you want answers. I don't know if some of these others, it's like you have to keep going back and having those experiences, I think. I'm really not the best person to talk on this because I've not done it, so I don't know. I've just heard of it, and I just know how QHHT, you make these connections and then you know what to do after you come out and how to do it in a conscious level. And it's really, really cool.
I have nothing to add. I think that kind of all right. Super fantastic, wonderful Tiffins. Would you have another question for us?
Thank you. I would love to bring another question to you. This question, kind of going off of the higher self, hearing the higher self or SC when I'm alone is difficult for me. Any tips?
You say when you're alone, why do you hear it when you're with other people? Actually, I do know the answer to that because I hear it louder whenever I'm talking to someone, or like we do these, it's like it's louder. So that's probably what you're asking there. For yourself, how are you asking the question? I find if I will actually ask a question, it's right there answering it, just like it is when we do these. If I'm just waiting for it to pop in with something, or I'm just doing my things, and it's like, oh, I don't hear anything. There's nothing around. Well, you haven't asked it. I haven't asked anything. So it's like, what? There's nothing to give me. So it could be that, it's just, but when I ask, I get an answer. And I get full on conversations.
So your tip would be ask the question, and then what, like the first thoughts that are popping in?
Yeah, it's your first thoughts. It might be your gut. I mean, you say when you're alone, so obviously you know what it, how you receive it. However you're receiving it when you're with other people, or how whenever you're hearing it loudly, or however it's coming in with no question, then that would be what you'd look for. It's like in that way, because no, we don't all get it the same way. We don't all have our communication the same way. So I could say hear, but you don't actually hear. You just know it, or you feel it, or something like that. I don't know how your way of getting it is, but that's what I found is if I will ask, it's always right there.
So here's what I will add to that is I found with myself, I'm attached to those answers. Like I want them to be a certain way or something like that, or like I'm really looking forward to it. So what I would say as a tip is look at where you're attached to the answer. And release that as best you can and be open to the answer being something different than what you're thinking, and just let go of what you think it might be or what you're hoping it might be. And then just ask the question and be open for something to come in. If that's not working, what the answer might be is that thing you're hoping is going to be said. If you're like, should I move? And you're sitting there going, oh, I don't want to move. Then your answers say you shouldn't move. Every should I move? And you're like, okay, I hope that comes back. I need signs. I want to move. I want to, where should I move? Where should I go? Then that means you probably should move. Like your energy is telling you should move. So pay attention to how you're feeling, your anxiousness, or what you're hoping that answer is going to be. And then that's probably telling you what it is. And they're trying to show you through how you feel.
Good
Like,
point.
that was kind of a summary of what you were saying is pay attention to how you feel, because that's it's not always going to come in as a thought or a sentence in your head. It,
Yeah, no, that's great. You went further with it, so that was great. Another thing you said, oh, I had it. Okay, wait a minute.
the attachments, the
Oh yeah, that's one of the ways I know for sure it's not me is if it comes in and it's not what I was thinking or I would have thought of. Then I'm like, okay, I know this one. This is definitely them. So yeah, when you don't expect the answer that you get.
perfect. All right. Hopefully that was helpful. Oh, all right. You want to summons the great and wonderful beyond questions? That one
My
be?
dear.
I feel like I'm a dragon now. Do I have gold and all these things? I feel like I
Well, of course,
We're bringing a lot
with
of brains to you, so you will give us some guidance and wisdom
crown.
or a
How about
question.
questions? Yeah, thank you. To keep going on QHHT, Catherine is asking, what can I do to help prepare and ensure I can be hypnotized for my upcoming QHHT session?
Great. Thank you for
Also,
asking that. Go ahead.
will talking to my higher self before a QHHT session help accelerate the connection?
What do you mean accelerate the connection? Now, if you're talking to it beforehand, you're already connected. I mean, it's right there. And if you're already talking to it, so you're already establishing that. So that's unless you're saying I'm gonna talk to it and I mean, if you're not getting answers, I'm not sure what you're saying there, but I guarantee many, many people, when they're writing out their list of questions, they're already hearing answers. They're feeling answers. That's your higher self. You're already kind of breaking the ground there. As far as what you can do to help yourself, number one, no expectations.
Please, please
Yes.
stop watching all the videos on YouTube and come in with a clean palate. You might end up with, like Dolores would call it, the digging potatoes lifetime. And you might think, well, that's boring, but actually, those have been some of the most profound shifting lifetimes. But it might not be exciting. It might not be, I'm out in space. It might not be, I'm a famous person. It might just be simple. So,
Whatever it is, it will be relevant.
yeah, please let it be your own experience and don't compare it to anybody else's or anything you've seen on videos or anything. That's the best way to prepare.
Yeah, you just allow it to be whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. It's perfect for you.
Here's another.
Anything that happens is perfect.
Do not try to control it. Okay.
What would trying to control it look like?
I don't think I'm under. I don't think I'm under. I
Not
don't
deep enough.
not deep enough. I'm knowing everything I'm saying. You are going to know everything you're saying. And if you get out of that mind that where you're trying to figure it out, because that's you trying to control it, just get out of that mind and get in the creative mind, get in the fun side and play in the imagination. Open that part up so that the SC can come in and get you some information. And your past lives as well. Don't
If you
try.
go there, if you go there.
Have you tried looking for it? Like, I don't see it. I don't see it. That's you trying to control it and you're trying to see it and you're not seeing it because you're not allowing for it to just flow in. What's
Yeah,
the
and that's
thought?
what you do. You just allow it to come, and it won't be it very unlikely that it will be this cinematic experience, this movie that you're watching. It will likely, I don't know how you'll get it, but many times the most you get on visuals are flashes of things, and then you have this knowing behind it, and that's kind of what fills in the gaps.
Yeah. And
And
feeling.
so, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so, yeah, and then just go with it. Whatever you see, whatever you feel, whatever you get, say something. Tell, and the more you talk, see, the more information comes in. So just be open to whatever happens.
That's an important piece that I think people don't understand. But the more you describe it, the deeper you're actually going into the hypnotic state. And yet you're talking to us, so you are in awareness that you're talking, but you are still in an altered state. The point is that everything else around you is tuned out and you're in this focused environment. So be in that and don't
Yeah,
try to think, oh, I'm not noticing this noise over here. Oh, now I am. Don't do
exactly.
that to yourself. You're gonna, I mean, we know you guys all come in because you really want to have this experience and we want to help you have it. So that was a great question so that we could like clear the air on some of this stuff. These are the things we see people coming in and they're getting frustrated because they're having a hard time going into their hypnotic state.
Yeah.
And you're the one that is the hypnotist. You're the one that's allowing that that regression to happen. So I think we say it all hypnosis, self-hypnosis.
Wait a minute. You said you're the one that hit. Okay. Well, okay. Self-hypnosis. You're the hypnosis. Yeah. You're the one.
Right. You're the one allowing yourself to go deeper. You're the one that's letting go of all those parts that are getting in the way and allowing for the process to happen. You know, your facilitator is there to bring in your questions and to help you get to that place, but you have to play your part. So definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything when you're doing the others.
That's what I want to say. It is not a magic wand.
No, it's not. I mean, and your facilitator, your practitioner is not doing this to you. They are holding the space so you can have this experience. And you're the one that's allowing it to come in. I'm going to say that word over and over and over again. It's you allowing it. Anything else, like you said, when you're trying to analyze it, when you're trying, that's fighting. You're fighting. That's what I was saying. Gosh, I was fighting this person the whole time. You know, it's like they're trying to control it. That's, you know, just let it be, let it go, let it happen, allow it to come in. It flows beautifully when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody's happy when that happens.
So yeah, that's the best things. Just relax, but don't have expectations around what that looks like even. And if you say, oh, I got to get really, really relaxed for this. And I got to see you're putting expectations on yourself already. Just go in, have a great time. Allow it to happen.
Yep.
Just have fun with it.
And yes, your SC is already talking to you. And what I tell people is when I read your question, if the answer pops in, that was the answer that popped in when you wrote the question, please say it. Say that answer so that I can ask the next question.
Yeah.
And then that's the question you don't know I'm going to ask or you don't know what it is. And then we get deeper and deeper. And that's when it starts getting good because you're right. You know these surface answers. And then we're going to ask more questions.
Yeah. That's our job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Super. Okay. First of all, I want to say we have a Donna Rose from Little Rock.
Oh, okay. Hi, Donna. hey, Arkansas.
Exactly. Also, I wanted to add to, I don't know if this will, people will resonate with this. Sorry, I was grasping for words. Friday has been hard. Words have been hard today. But with, I feel like in, for myself, there's been times when I'm like, whatever, it's not really what I'm seeing, it's dumb, and then I just say it, and then I think Tracy, you have experienced this with me where I'm just like, whatever, and you were like, hey, what happened, right? You thought that you were playing games with me, and it ended up being something very clear and clearing and profound.
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised, like you've already said, just be open and willing and welcoming to that presence.
Thank you.
Sorry.
And that's
Sorry.
A huge thing, because I remember Tiffany the first time when she tried this, she fought. She fought and she just kept shutting it down. And you know, but Tiffany's a controlling person. She doesn't fall far from the tree, you know, so But I've seen this beautiful growth in her as she's starting and she's allowing this to happen. And it's amazing. I remember the first time that things did come in, her conscious mind came in. It's like, oh, no. And then you kept working with her. Different people kept, you know, it's like after a while, the conscious mind starts making sense of it. So it's natural. If it comes in and goes, no, you know, nothing happened. Yeah, you just know, you know, you're making it all up. And that's a natural tendency to come in and negate every single thing that happened. And so, but that's where, like myself, I mean, I just had to give myself, but you know, oh yeah, I made it all up. And we'll say this sometimes. Okay. Maybe I made it all up, but why did you make that up?
Yeah.
You know, if you're making something up and you had control of it, don't you think it would have been different? Why did you make that up? And there's certain questions you can ask yourself that really make the conscious mind think, and it has to back up because it's like, I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, and I said this a while back, every session, rather you feel like you got something out of it, like you've been hypnotized, or you feel like you didn't get hypnotized at all. It was the perfect session for you. Go look at that session. What happened? Why do you feel like you didn't get hypnotized? And I actually talked to somebody today that's an intern, and she was saying that she worked with her husband, and And he was kind of like, okay, and just doing being mechanical about it. And he didn't feel like anything happened. And then all of a sudden his leg quit hurting and, all these symptoms he had went away. And she's like, oh, this is funny. My leg doesn't hurt anymore. And I don't even know if he was giving the session credit for it. It was just, he noticed it and she's sitting there going, oh, okay. So even when you don't think something's happened, it may have. Something might have shifted, then you're not, one day you'll be like, oh, I don't have that symptom anymore.
Exactly. I've heard that from other people too, and it's so funny. It's like, well, yeah, I had the session, but then they let that go. They didn't feel like anything happened. And then all of a sudden, these things are changing, and they're not putting it together. The only thing that changed between in the time period was that session. And why they don't put it to that session, I don't know, unless that's another thing the conscious mind's like, we can't give it credit. That doesn't make sense. But yeah, the more you keep doing it, the conscious mind will eventually come around and it will go, you know what? I would say there's something in the session. If you listen, when you listen to that recording, there'll be something on there that you cannot deny. And it always is. Some of that conscious mind just won't be able to come back at. And it's like, I have to accept it.
Like when you got in your past life and you started sobbing because all the feelings of it came in, I've had that. And then at the end, they're like, well, I just don't feel like I was under.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll say, "I was crying. Why was I crying about that? That personality, that other character, that they were feeling that. This one, you're like, why would I cry about that? This one, and that's when you know. Yeah, I was in this other time period, this other character.
So,
For sure. No, I've had the thing where I said, "What is happening?" Because I'm just crying.
yes.
Why? What is happening?
Why am I crying? Yeah, you are. I remember that. Yeah, and I've had those too, where you in the past life you're seeing somebody that you just love, and all
That
this,
love, oh,
it's like, oh my gosh, and tears and all the things. So, be some surprises in there. So, if you've had a session and you don't feel like you got to that deeper level, re-listen to it, please. Re-listen to it, and then maybe in time, give it another shot and go in with a different
yeah.
activity to it and try it again, because you might be surprised. A lot of people feel that resistance in the first time, and then they kind of get the idea of what's going to happen, and then they go for a second round and they go right under. So, could be that you just needed to process some things and then go try it again. So, yeah. All right. What else we got? That was a good one.
Well, let's back it up. And do you have any tips for getting into meditation?
Tips for getting into meditation. Just be, I'm not the best meditator, although I did do this meditation course, and I did that Muse that was given to me as a gift several years ago. And because I was like, I can't meditate, I don't meditate. It's like that's the most horrible thing. The thought to me is torture to meditate. It's like, anyway, that's where I was. So this person gave me this Muse, and it's a device that you put on your head, and it's reading your brain waves, and it can tell when you're shifting. Your waves are shifting based on how you're breathing, how you're, it just knows. And so it sends you these different sounds. This is really cool. It made it a game. Okay. So you could tell where you were. And when you were in that nice low place, that really slow and this meditative state, you would have birds chirping. And whenever you were in the mental and being, your thoughts and everything went crazy, it would be like a thunderstorm. And then it would start with wind picking up and rain, and then we get to a full on thunderstorm when you're just totally here.
Thunderstorm.
Exactly. And so it was really fun. So the goal was to keep the birds chirping. And it went, and then sometimes they'd even say, how many birds? I mean, the goal is to get a whole lot of birds, chirping or anything. So that means you're holding steady. So see, you're able to work with that. And so I love the challenge of it. Oh my gosh. And they're like, see if you can do this. And with the person that gave this to me, They also had one. And so we were able to compare notes. And so that made a challenge. That made it see, it's like, so, okay, I'm gonna see if I can do better then. That's me. So, but that was fun. But the biggest thing, I was listening to someone the other day and they were talking about meditation. It was like, really all you have to do, and this is the best way to start, is if you just listen, if you just get quiet and listen to your breath, just pay attention to your breathing. You don't have to be doing anything special. I mean, your mind can be doing stuff, but if you'll just pay attention to your breathing, that's meditation. You just actually, when we are washing dishes, although we don't do that much anymore, but are mowing the lawn or, any of these things like that, your mind goes into this other place, and that's meditation. So you might have other ways that you get yourself into that thing. So don't, I guess my message here is, it felt like it was going to be torture to me if somebody said, you must go meditate for XYZ amount of time. So just, it doesn't have to be that way. It's something, it's just about you getting calm within yourself. And if you just pay attention to your breathing, that's a huge step right there. And I would say that's the way to start. And then you can go from there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. For me, if I'm driving the car, I get more answers than driving a, if I go sit outside, what I'll do is just close my eyes and listen. What do I hear? And it could be a lawnmower. It could be, people talking, whatever it is, or it could be birds chirping. And I'll just be focused on that and like the temperature and my physical body, and like you said, the breathing, and then just be very still in that and go from there. But I typically do the best when I'm doing something. And I was talking to you guys like a couple weeks ago. I was working on the patio and I was just out there plugging away. And when I'm plugging away, my mind is going thinking and all these thoughts and answers would flow and all that stuff. So I'm kind of one of those. I think that's an ADD mind or something, that real active mind, if we want to label it, but where the wheels are always turning. Go for a walk in the woods, by yourself, without conversation, without your phone, without the distractions, and go do something like that. Maybe you like playing the meditation music in the background. That helps me if I'm playing some of that softer music in the background. So, yeah, those kind of things are helpful.
Yeah, you made me think of something when you said I get my messages at this point. I get a lot of, I call them shower epiphanies. Because how meditative is a shower? You got that water running over your head. You're just like that, it's like, and that's when I'll get all these thoughts, these things will just pop in. So that you're in an altered state. And anything relaxing, you could do it in the tub too, and you just lay back in the water. Water is really a really good conductor for these things.
Yeah, sorry, I had to mute. There were some noises going on. I think the family doesn't know I'm in the show, so it's quite loud. So I had to mute for a second and let them know I'm on a show. But yeah, water is very soothing. Sitting by a creek for me is like, just leave me here for a while. Everything else go away.
Or like when we've been in places by the ocean and those waves crashing.
Yeah, those kind of things are very soothing, at least for me. So those are some good tips. Yeah, I think we covered that. Yeah. All right.
I
Tip.
think the biggest thing again is allow. Just allow. Don't put expectations on what it should look like. And we're going to say this over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
I would agree. I did a guided meditation and I fell asleep. And I
And
said,
you know what happened
okay.
there? Actually, that's good. See, what happened is you were in. This is what happened. Okay, we have our levels of trance. We have our fully awake, and then we have our first level of trance, which is kind of where you're at in a light meditative state. You're still aware of things happening, but you are down a little bit. And then we have the part that we go through at night before we go into sleep, and that's where we're dreaming, and we have this, and that's this really cool layer level. Words, I totally agree, Tiff. Words. That we have these different levels, and that one is where all this information is, and that's where we, in a QHHT session, we're going into that level and holding you there. But you go through there and seeing guided meditations, you're going through there as well because you're seeing the pictures, right? That's where you're seeing those things. And then if you have no one to hold you in that state, you're going to naturally go into the next state, which is delta, which is sleep.
That's a good tip. Some people think they go to sleep and then when it's over, they open their eyes.
Come right up. I used to do that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I came up right. I woke back up when they were counting out. Oh my gosh, I went down.
Deep, really deep. Yeah, I like it. All right, let's summons the great and powerful wisdom of the TIFFANY.
Oh, I'm here. What do you lovely ladies
Oh my God, I really want to think about this next thing that I say. Oh,
I feel like I'm a genie. You
I
have
knew.
three wishes.
TV. And I feel like you could answer any wish. Oh, look at your mama's in
Oh, yeah. Well, your wish is going to be questions. So I have plentiful.
Oh,
I am
wonderful.
here,
An abundance
plentiful.
of questions.
Yes.
Well, we're
This
getting
question.
the clock is ticking, so let's get that question.
Yeah, you got it, girl. This is from Christy.
Gonna talk about that later.
I went to a psychic yesterday and got Reiki. She said I was covered in sludge and a thick negative energy. I've just started saging and meditation. I'm trying to get balanced. Any suggestions to higher my vibrations and keep my chakras clear? Love you, guys, and Dolores.
Thank you.
I have a few things to say.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
If you went to somebody for Reiki and they're telling you you're covered in sludge and whatever the other part of that
Thought
was,
she said she went for a psychic reading and got Reiki, and she was
you're
covered.
getting Reiki that should have cleared the sludge.
Yeah.
So what's happening? Why didn't that clear it? So I'm going to ask you, did you resonate with that? Because one of the things I will preach to the moon and back is discernment. That person, if their energy wasn't cleared, could have been projecting onto you that energy. That might have been going on for them. Maybe something was weighing them down and they picked it up and just thought it was you. So they're telling you it's you. So if it's not resonating, and this goes for everyone, if it doesn't resonate, it's not yours.
Exactly.
Now, if she was doing Reiki clearing on you, that should have cleared away everything that she was talking about with that intention. If you're setting the intention and she's setting the intention to clear that energy, then that should have been cleared. Now, if you feel like you still would like to do more, I would just ask to be surrounded in white light. What would you say to that?
I agree. I mean, your intent is always out ahead of you. So don't let someone else tell you where you, I mean, they're guides. People are guides, but always consider the filter, which is them and what's coming through. And that's like what you're saying. It might have been her own stuff. I mean, but do you resonate? Does it feel right to you for you? I mean, and you would know if your energy is so heavy that it feels like icky sludge. You would probably know by what's going on in your life. So, but there again, that intent, if okay, how do I clear my energy? Your intent will do it. Okay, and think happy thoughts. All these things are things that are uplifting. Stay with the uplifting rather than I'm a piece of sludge and yuck and
And this
it's
dark cloud is
okay.
floating over me.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah.
Also, if you cleared your energy and you think that that felt good, clear the house. Just call it in the
I
energy.
think she did sage, and so that was probably clearing the house, I'm guessing.
That's true. That would clear the house, but set that intention too to just clear imprints and energy that's not serving your family anymore, and just clear that energy. It's all about the intention, and it's really just us thinking about that for you right now would clear your house. You know, it's like
I'm just seeing it blown away. All of it blows away, and
clear mine right now too. Clear the energy. It's not serving. And yeah. And work with your team around that. But yeah, it sounds like there was something there for you because you were drawn to it. So do with that what you will and clear that energy. And you're a bright, shiny star. So be that.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I don't think we have any time left.
I know we haven't gotten a warning, but
Keep talking until they give us the warning.
yeah, is there something that we can maybe do quickly, Tiff?
Hold, please. After you already held.
I know what we could
How
do. Oh.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Well, I don't know if this is quick. What are some ways to debrief guilt and get off the cycle of living with guilt? I cut the question short, but it was about guilt.
That's not a short question.
Now, and you would need more information.
All right, Tracy, you go with yours then.
Yeah, please come back next week and ask us that question. We'll
In the
address it.
first part, yeah, the early part of the show, and give us a little more detail maybe around what that guilt's around.
Right.
But you don't have to give us all your secrets, but give us a helping hand as to what we're looking at. My idea was Iceland.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing
Yes.
a cruise in Iceland next June, so please come check that out. It'd be a 10-day cruise with 7 stops along the way. And then we're going to have 3 days of workshop. Julia's going to be a guest speaker at this and bringing in
We're
all kinds.
lucky Tiffany will be there too.
Tiffany will be there too, so you can come see Tiffany. And Trina's going to be there. Trina, myself, Julia, we're going to be speaking at it. So please, please come check that out. I have it on my website, tracymahan.com, if you want to go there, find the Iceland link. And then, do you have that on your website?
It will be now. I was on a show this week, and so I had to promote that. So now I can promote this. So it will be there.
Will be there. Perfect. So that's going to be an amazing time. That's next June.
So much
You're
fun. Who all's been to? I've never been there, so I am so excited to go. And this will be going all around, and then it actually makes a jump over to Greenland. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool, cool time to go see places if you've not seen it.
I'm excited about it. I haven't seen it, so I'm loving this idea and all the things that we're coming up with to do while we're there, and as far as what we're doing in our workshops, that's gonna be awesome. Hey, we're getting
Absolutely.
time. We're getting that.
Yep. So
Julia,
check with people.
how do people find QHHT anything?
Anything QHHT. You want to be a practitioner? You want to find a practitioner? You want to go to some of our retreats? I mean, any of the classes that we have, all QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to do a shout out for the companion class. I'm not going to call it level one because it's level one and two. Companion class. If you haven't taken one, I highly, highly recommend it. And there's a lot of them on the board right now. Find one near you and go take a companion class. They're really helpful to help you hone in your skills as a practitioner. So that's a shout out to the
Yeah,
practitioner.
you're getting it's a live component that you're probably looking for, where you can share sessions and do them and get answers to questions that you might be having and get feedback on your sessions.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful.
Find me on QHHT Official under Find a Practitioner, Level 3, Tracy Mahan, Oregon, or you can go to tracymahan.com. Okay. We did
Fantastic. We did it. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Tiff. We love
it.
you all and can't wait to see you next time. Bye.